This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. It's election season here, also in Venezuela. Next month, President Hugo Chavez's populist government faces a tough fight. For the first time in the 10 years Chavez has been in power, opposition candidates are poised to win key states and cities. Chavez is fighting back. He has disqualified dozens of political opponents. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas, Venezuela.
If they could vote, the kids at the Juan de Dios Juanche school would clearly back Leopoldo López, the young, handsome mayor of the affluent Chacao district of Caracas. And López looks like every bit the candidate during a recent visit to the school, making sure television cameras capture him handing out backpacks and playing with a gaggle of students. But kids, of course, can't vote. The problem for López is that eligible voters can't support him either. The Controller General, Clodosvaldo Rusián, recently disqualified López from running for mayor of Greater Caracas. That's the country's second most important post. López is a 37-year-old Harvard-trained technocrat. He opposes Chavez and calls his disqualification politically motivated, one designed to sideline a government foe who was leading in the polls.
We had the majority of the vote in the case of Caracas. We had an important base of our voters were coming from those that in the past supported the president, and they're looking for an alternative.
Government officials say that was hardly the case. They say that López and other candidates mishandled funds while in public office. Investigators found that López had used money from one municipal fund to pay for other city costs, and that his mother, when she worked for the state oil company a decade ago, oversaw the allocation of funds to a civil society group to which he belonged. Constitutional experts say the disqualifications clearly violate the Constitution, which say a politician cannot be barred from running unless he's convicted of a crime. Mónica Fernández is a former judge and director of the Venezuelan Penal Forum, a watchdog group that analyzes the judicial system.
No hubo ningún proceso penal. Al no ocurrir esto,
she says without a criminal sentence, disqualifying López was a violation of Articles 42 and 65 of the Constitution and also a 1969 hemisphere-wide human rights treaty. Luis Vicente León says it wasn't just López who was sidelined, but key opposition candidates who could have won important governorships. León is a pollster with the Caracas polling firm Datanalysis.
The situation for Chavez was absolutely very, very dangerous. The opposition was very strong. They took out of this campaign four important guys, the favorites in Caracas, in Anzoátegui, in Táchira, and Miranda.
Since his first election in 1998, Chavez has won one contest after another. But in December, he lost a referendum that would have greatly expanded his powers. Now, the president says that winning in November is paramount. In a speech, he called for a resounding, splendiferous triumph. His followers are enthusiastically heeding his call. They pack pro-government rallies, blowing whistles and crying out for their candidates. In this case, for Aristóbulo Isturiz, who is poised to win now that López is out. He talked about the race. Isturiz says the race isn't about López, but rather about two sharply different visions for how government should be run. And he says it's Chavez's socialist revolution that has the most support. Susana Zambrano is among the regulars at such rallies, and she says she fully supports the government's decision to disqualify Leopoldo López.
Leopoldo López fue inhabilitado.
She said that López had badly managed the Chacao City Hall and that he should be in jail. She'll be voting for Isturiz, the government's candidate, in November. It's exactly what Chavez wants. Juan Forero, NPR News, Caracas.